Hey, what's up, dudes? It's Jay's podcast, or Shooting the Breeze podcast, here today to talk to you guys about a little bit of inspiration, you know, talk about a variety of things. You know, I know a lot of folks have problems. I know a lot of folks are having trouble. I know a lot of folks are having problems, maybe, you know, whether you're on the way to work, whether you're in school, you know, you're on the way to school, you know, whether you're driving or you're on the bus or, you know, whatever work you're doing, you know, I just want to talk to you guys and just, I just want to talk, say, keep your heads up, you know. I think things do get better over time. You know, you just got to have faith and believe in God. Well, you know, I'll take that back. You know, whether you believe in God or, you know, whatever you do, it's important to have faith. You know, whether it's in the Lord or whether it's in yourself, you know, I think it all starts with you, for sure. Like, it all starts with you and the person that you are. And you just have to keep on going no matter how bad it gets. You know, you have to just think to yourself, like, when you get up in the morning, it's like, why do I get up? And you're just like, bro, I got this stuff, bro. Like, I can do anything. I can do anything I set out to do, no matter how hard it would be. Things are not supposed to be easy, you know. Hard work will always be outdo talent. And, you know, I think that people misunderstand that talent is great, which I'm not saying it isn't. However, you can be 230 and have all the natural talent and be able to run faster than any guy out there. But if that dude, that little dude that's been working his tail off and has been giving it everything he has, and you don't show up, that little man right there is gonna beast out, man. He's gonna take you by surprise, and he's gonna make something out of nothing. All my life, I've been that guy making stuff out of nothing, making something out of nothing. You know, like, you gotta be the king. You gotta be king in your own house. You gotta be the king. Like, you gotta be the king of anything, man. Like I say, I'm the king of making something out of nothing. I don't mean I'm better than anyone. I'm better than my own self at that stuff. You know what I mean? Like you're your own king, man. You're your own boss, man. There's don't let someone tell you can't do something, because you can do anything, man. Like, you set out to do something, bull, man. You can do whatever you want. And you can do whatever you want that you set out to do. It's like some folks, you know, they sit down and they want it bad, but they don't have, they're all talk, man. They're all talk and they're no action. Like, today's day and age, or, you know, it's always been like this. If you ain't all about the work, you ain't gonna be nothing. I promise that. I promise that. I guarantee it. And that's not being negative. That's being honest. You know, it's important to understand that hard work will always outdo talent. You know, have a purpose for why you do what you do. That would be number two. Number two, have a purpose for what you do. Maybe you're a young father, you know. And I'm not sure what the age for a young father is. I'm not going to get into the analytics of it, because your boy can't do that, because, you know, I suck at that. You know, you maybe have depression. You're having a hard time focusing, you know, like, man, I don't want to be around, you know, this kind of stuff, man. Depression's a very horrible thing. You know, you're having problems, and you wake up, and it's like, man, I don't even want to go to work. Maybe you work construction, maybe you work in an office, whatever. What's your purpose, bro? And I'm gonna be the example here and say, if that was me in your position, and you probably want to argue with me. I know what I would say. My kids, man, my little son, or my little daughter, or, you know, my little son, my little daughter, or my two little daughters, two little boys, and your wife, you know, it's like, That's your purpose. It's like you provide for them, man. Like, that's what you put on for. That's what you live for. That's what you love. That's what gets you up every single morning. That's what gets you to do what you do, man. Like, you know, no matter the pressure, you smile at them, or you know, you come in from work and they run to you and they say, "Daddy," you know, and all that. And it's like, you know, that pull on your heartstrings, man. It's like, oh man, this. You know, it's like, this is why I do what I do. And you see your wife and she greets you and all that. She hugs you and stuff like that. And it's like, that's why you do what you do, man. And, or, your family's having a hard time or whatever, and you work and you're having problems or whatever. And it's like, you see them struggling, and then, like, a few years down the road, you know, you made it big, bro. Like, you worked real hard and you got that cake, and you're able to provide for them, have, give them a good car, you know, that you promised your mama or your daddy, and, you know, or a house, and you see how happy they are, because they, you know, they cry, man. And you're like, you cry too, man, because it's so great. And it's like, and then it's like a flip of a switch. Is like, man, that's what I did, because that's why I had to go through that problems. It's like, sometimes you have to give up good to get great, man. Sometimes you have to give up certain things just to get good. Like, maybe you had a relationship with this chick, or maybe you had a relationship with this dude, man, and you got rid of them because they, you know, just whatever happened, you know, like, you got rid of them for whatever reason, and you were like, bro, or man, this was why this happened. It's like it fell in place, man. It's like dominoes. It's kind of a domino effect, and I know people say domino. They assert the domino effect was a bad problem, but no, this is a good problem to have. And it's like, you know, that's why things happen the way they do. So, you know, remember that. You know, I wanted to talk about, you know, just to the masses, man. Like, I just do my best and just talk to just everybody out there, whether, like I said, whether you're in construction, working those jobs, you know, if you're listening to this, I have a lot of respect for you, man, because, or guys, girls, ladies, women, I have a lot of respect for you guys, because, you know, my family works in construction too, man, and you know, those dudes, y'all dudes got some, you guys are some bad people. Like, man, y'all go get that work. To the dudes that work in the office, your job is important, you know, just everybody. Like, nobody's better than anybody. So, like, I'm not gonna say any job is better than anything. Like, I mean, I'm partial, because of working in construction, so I'm gonna say construction is good for me. But you know, you go to school and you know you're having problems, and it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And it's like, maybe you have one more test, maybe you're right there, like you're almost done, and you're listening to this right now. And you're just like, this dude right here, you know, he's, I don't even know who this dude is, but He just hit the button on me, and he just hit the nail on the head, and he's like, bro. And you're like, bro, this is, I need to just continue to go, man. You know, I really hope this helps somebody. I really hope if you're having a bad day that you see this and it brightens your day up, or it makes you just, you know, start to reflect a little bit and help you decide, you know, to give whatever it is another try, or just continue to fight. You know, like, I'm not going to attribute anything or your success specifically. I'm not going to attribute your success to my podcast or whatever. I'm not going to do that, because it's like, you chose to get out of, you chose to get out of your comfort zone, or you chose to get out of this little hole that you're in. You chose to do it. You know, you did all the work. You did all the groundwork. You laid the foundation. You did everything. I just gave you a little help. That's all I did. Or I didn't really give you no help. I just sat here and spoke from the heart, bro. Like, that's just what I want to do. Like, I want to help people. Like, I don't want to sit here and talk about some BS, you know, BS around and talk about you can make $1 million within a week. No, you cannot do that. Like, it's not possible. You know, like, nothing's impossible, but that's near to next impossible. And it's like, I want people to understand that it's like, you know, you need to understand that, you know, not everything's going to be bad all the time. Not everything's going to be good all the time. And, you know, like, it's like things are just going to really suck. They're going to suck so much. Like, you just want to throw the papers across the room, or you just want to throw that book across the room, or you want to throw that 2x4 across the yard, or you want to smack somebody in the head or whatever. And by no means am I saying do that, and by no means am I saying resort to violence, but if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. So sometimes you got to throw hands, but like if you're having a bad time, like a job or whatever, or like someone makes you mad, take yourself away from that situation and just go cool off, bro. Like, just go get lost for a little bit, like for a minute, like to tell whoever you're like, man, I gotta get out of here for a little while, I'll be back, and just be like, I'm gonna be all right, I wanna get back in there, and I'm not gonna go to jail tonight or today. You know, I just, that's what I want to do, is just like help everybody and help everybody realize that they're fire. You know, I remember I said in my intro to that podcast or whatever I named it, honestly don't remember, I was going to talk about a variety of topics. I still plan on doing that. I still plan on making an episode about sports and whatever else there is to talk about. You know, I want to talk about, you know, sports, because I'm a big sports guy. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of people there that like sports too. I want to talk heart to heart like I am right now. Whatever else y'all want to listen to, I'm open to suggestions, and you know, let me know what you want, and I'll try my best to make that happen. You know, if I have no experience in it, then obviously I'm not going to talk about it, because then I'll just sound like an idiot, and everybody would probably laugh. So I hope everybody enjoys their day and enjoys their night. Whenever you get to listen to this, this will probably be uploaded the same time that I, you know, that it's out, or however you want to word that. You know, I like to crank out stuff, just crank it out as fast as I can, so it helps the people. So, like, you know, you listen to it and it gives you something to sleep on. So I hope everyone has a great day, great night, and I'll see you next time.